1 Samuel chapter 26. Then the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, Is not David hiding on the hill of Hakilah, which is across from Jeshimon? So Saul went down to the desert of Ziph with 300 chosen men of Israel to search for David in the desert of Ziph. Saul camped beside the road by the hill of Hakilah, which is across from Jeshimon, and David was staying in the desert. When he saw that Saul had come after him to the desert, David sent out scouts and verified that Saul had indeed come. So David sneaked over to the place where Saul had camped. David saw the place where Saul and Abner the son of Ner, the commander of his army, had laid down. Saul was lying within the camp, with the troops camped around him. Then David asked Ahimelech the Hittite and Abishai the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, Who will go down with me to Saul into the camp? Abishai replied, I will go down with you. So David and Abishai went into the army at night and found Saul sleeping within the encampment, with his spear stuck in the ground by his head. Abner and the troops lay around him. Then Abishai said to David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand today. Now let me pin him to the ground with the spear with one stroke. I won't even have to strike him a second time. David said to Abishai, Don't kill him, for who can lift his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said, As the Lord lives, the Lord will strike him down, or his day will come to die naturally, or he will go down into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should lay my hand on the Lord's anointed. Now take the spear that is by his head and the jug of water, and let's get out of here. So David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away, and no one saw or knew about it, nor did anyone wake up, for they were all asleep, because the Lord had put them into a deep sleep. Then David went over to the other side and stood on top of the hill with a great distance between them. Then David shouted to the army and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, Won't you answer, Abner? Then Abner asked, Who are you that calls to the king? David taunted Abner, Aren't you the man? Who in Israel is like you? Why, then, have you not guarded your lord the king when someone came to kill the king your lord? This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you are worthy to die, because you have not guarded your lord, the Lord's anointed. Now look where the king's spear is, and the jug of water that was by his head. Then Saul knew David's voice, and asked, Is this your voice, my son David? David replied, Yes, it is my voice, my lord, O king. He continued, Why does my lord chase after his servant? What have I done? Or what crime have my hands committed? Now therefore, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If it is the Lord who has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is humans, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day that I should not receive my share in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, Go serve other gods. Now therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth away from the presence of the Lord, for the king of Israel is come out to seek a flea, like one who hunts a partridge in the mountains. Then Saul confessed, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do you harm, because my life was precious in your eyes today. I have played the fool and have made a terrible mistake. Then David answered, Look, the spear, O king, let one of the young men come over and get it. The Lord will repay everyone for his righteousness and his loyalty, for the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I would not lift my hand against the Lord's anointed. As I have valued your life as precious in my sight today, so may my life be precious in the eyes of the Lord, and let him rescue me from all trouble. Then Saul said to David, May you be blessed, my son David. You will both do heroic deeds and be absolutely successful. So David went on his way, and Saul went home.